Tonight, the deadly storm taking aim on Florida, already in a state of emergency from COVID-19. Isaias battering the Caribbean, triggering mudslides, taking at least three lives. The U.S. mainland now bracing for impact, as many as 70 million Americans in the path. Lines for supplies even longer because of social distancing. And some shelters are open, but because of the virus, authorities warning it may be safer at home. Also tonight, the staggering virus surge. Deaths rising in 35 states. A record number in California, the first state with more than 500,000 confirmed cases. Texas, now with more cases than New York. Fears that those large events are fueling the spread. A high school prom in Illinois and the new cases in Major League Baseball. More games canceled. Is the season at risk? President Trump versus TikTok. Why he's threatening to ban the popular social media app. The concern China could use it to spy on us. TikTok saying there's no risk, but is there a deal with the White House in the works? Wildfire explodes. The raging wildfire out of control. The battle from the ground and the air. Families evacuated. At least one home destroyed. Thousands of acres have burned. Risky return? The countdown for two astronauts on that SpaceX mission. The historic splashdown in the water off Florida. But is the tropical storm too close for comfort? Tuition fight as colleges move part or fully online. Students and parents are asking for a break on tuition. Most aren't lowering the bill, and some colleges actually charging them more. And lost and found, long-lost sisters brought together by COVID. A broken arm and a lucky stint in rehab. The emotional reunion, more than 50 years in the making.
From ABC News, this is ABC World News Tonight.
Hey, good evening. Thanks for joining us on this Saturday. I'm Tom Yamas. We begin with that tropical threat bearing down on the U.S. tonight after churning through the Caribbean as a Cat 1 hurricane. Tonight, Isaias is heading towards coronavirus-ravaged Florida, that state now reeling from two emergencies at the same time. Isaias battering the Bahamas with fierce winds today after slamming the Dominican Republic, killing two people there, and triggering mudslides in Puerto Rico. A woman swept off a road Thursday. Her body was found today. Hurricane hunters monitoring from the air, flying right into the eye, that clearing, you see it there. At this hour, the storm is tracking towards South Florida, and then it's expected to move up the East Coast, affecting the Carolinas, Virginia, and even the Northeast. ABC senior meteorologist Rob Marciano tracking it all from Melbourne, Florida tonight.
Tonight, Isaias tearing through the Caribbean, killing at least three people, and now taking aim at Florida's East Coast. Hurricane hunters flying into the eye of the storm today as it blasts the Bahamas with strong winds, toppling trees. Hundreds of thousands without power. The heavy rains flooding roads and entire neighborhoods. Late today, officials in Puerto Rico finding the body of a woman whose car was swept away in floodwaters. Soldiers there able to save children, carrying this three-month-old out through the muddy high water. The storm then killing two people in the Dominican Republic, including a five-year-old boy. Now the outer bands lashing South Florida, one of the hardest hit states in the COVID pandemic.
And if you are ordered to evacuate, you know, please take it seriously and go.
Palm Beach County opening four shelters, but only as a last resort.
In government buildings and shelters, they take your temperature. They also ask you a series of questions. Most are standard, but here they also ask you where you are, what county you're at. Make sure you got your wits about you.
The months-long pandemic already taking a toll.
Our staff have been working here for quite some time, so we're quite frankly exhausted.
North Carolina tonight declaring a state of emergency, ordering coastal evacuations, though most shelters there are closed because of COVID-19.
All right, Rob Marciano joins us now from Melbourne, Florida. Rob, take us through the next several hours as Isaias gets closer to Florida.
Well, Tom, this has been a difficult storm to forecast and plan for from the beginning, and it's no different right now. It's slowed down a little bit. Take a look at where it is right now. As you mentioned, we saw a little bit of weakening today, but hurricane warnings remain up because it's going to go over some very warm water. So the entire East Coast, really, of Florida is going to be under the gun here. We'll take you through the track. Category 1 storm getting north of Miami tonight, then getting towards Palm Beach tomorrow, potentially making landfall there early in the morning, and then traversing Melbourne, where I stand, the Space Coast, and then peeling off potentially as a tropical tropical storm at that point. Obviously, intensity forecast is difficult. Charleston, Myrtle Beach, Morehead City, you're in it, and then maybe making a run at parts of Cape May and New Jersey in the Northeast as we go through Tuesday and Wednesday. So a huge swath of real estate with rain, wind, and storm surge. It's not a strong major hurricane, but the track of this thing impacting a highly populated area, the entire East Coast will feel the impacts. Tom?
And tonight, Florida bracing for that impact. Rob, you and your team stay safe. Now to the coronavirus pandemic and the staggering loss of life. July was particularly deadly. More than 1,000 deaths on 11 out of the 31 days last month. Tonight, nearly 154,000 lives have been lost. And the CDC now estimates that number could rise to 182,000 in the next 3 weeks. Take a look at the map. Deaths are rising in 35 states and Puerto Rico. California reporting a record 219 deaths and more than 500,000 cases, the first state to reach that mark. And Florida reporting more than 9,000 new cases again today as it braces for that tropical threat. Here's ABC's Trevor Ault.
Tonight, those staggering numbers in California, now the first state with 500,000 confirmed cases, the same day it recorded its highest death toll so far, 219 more lives lost.
If we don't get serious, ashes, ashes, we all fall down.
Among the 9,000 killed in the state since the pandemic began, a teenager who had underlying health complications.
I'm speechless when it comes to anything that I could say to the family.
The CDC now predicting nearly 30,000 more Americans could be killed in the next 3 weeks. 35 states and Puerto Rico are now battling rising daily death counts, including Florida, another day with more than 9,000 cases as the state braces for the incoming hurricane.
This is the first time that this county has been under two local states of emergencies that overlap at the same time.
Texas now passing New York in total confirmed cases, among them 10-year-old MJ Borsvold and three of his family members.
It's a very scary virus. I like to think that I was going to be okay, but like there's another part of me that was thinking I could die.
And days after Texas Congressman and vocal mass critic Louie Gohmert tested positive, Arizona Representative Raul Grijalva now says he's contracted the virus as well. Grijalva had been in isolation after attending a hearing with Gohmert on Tuesday.
We're at a danger point, everybody.
Officials across the Midwest now sounding the alarm. In Illinois, contact tracers have linked multiple cases to a private high school prom attended by nearly 300 people.
It was not a good idea getting that many people together, not observing social distancing.
And the Major League Baseball season in jeopardy. Two more St. Louis Cardinals players and staff testing positive, bringing the team total to four. Today's game against the Brewers canceled. 17 games now postponed in just 10 days.
And in New Jersey, Governor Phil Murphy says his state is cracking down on massive parties, one held this week with 700 people.
As I said, the alarms are going off. The only way to silence these alarms and get back to the process of moving forward is for everyone to take them seriously.
All right, Trevor Ault joins us now from a testing site in New Jersey. And Trevor, you mentioned the state is cracking down on the massive parties and people ignoring social distancing guidelines.
Yeah, Tom, New Jersey's rate of transmission has been rising significantly. It's now at its highest level since early April. And Governor Murphy says it's likely they're going to introduce some new restrictions, most of it on indoor gatherings, within the next few days. Tom?
Trevor Ault for us tonight. Trevor, thank you. Now to President Trump's threat to ban TikTok, the widely popular but Chinese-owned video sharing app, out of fear that the link to China poses a security risk. ABC White House correspondent Rachel Scott with what TikTok and its users are saying tonight.
Tonight, TikTok is firing back after the president told reporters on Air Force One, we're banning them from the United States. Reaching 100 million Americans, TikTok is known for its short videos and viral dances. The app stars in disbelief, like Michael Lee sending this message to his more than 35 million followers.
I'm financially supporting my family because of this. I'm literally starting my career and inspiring people and changing people's lives because of this. And
concerns about security with the Chinese-owned app have already prompted the U.S. to ban TikTok on government phones.
Would you recommend that people download that app on their phones?
Only if you want your private information in the hands of the Chinese Communist Party.
TikTok has denied sharing user data with the Chinese government. And according to a Reuters report, the Chinese company ByteDance has offered to divest the U.S. operations of TikTok to make a deal with the White House. Tonight, the app's general manager insists users shouldn't worry.
And when it comes to safety and security, we're building the safest app because we know it's the right thing to do. We're here for the long run and continue to share your voice here.
And the president insists that he does have the authority to ban the app. He signaled that he could take action as early as today, but so far, no word yet from the White House tonight, Tom.
Rachel, thank you. Staying in Washington now to the tense negotiations on Capitol Hill after emergency benefits for some 30 million unemployed Americans expired. Another round of meetings today, but there's still no deal. And tonight we are hearing from Americans in desperate need of that help. Here's ABC's Andrew Dimber.
Tonight, millions of unemployed Americans anxiously waiting for Congress to act on another round of coronavirus stimulus.
You have an obligation to the American people to not just leave us out to dry, to fend for ourselves.
Both Justin Sharada and his pregnant wife were laid off, unsure how to get by without those $600 weekly federal checks.
We're going to have to start choosing what's going to get paid, what's not going to get paid.
Democrats and administration officials leaving Capitol Hill today with no deal.
There were things that we clearly agreed on today. I want to be clear, there's still a lot of open issues.
This is not a usual discussion. Because the urgency is so great. Millions are on the verge of eviction.
Lynette Hall is one of them, packing up her Colorado home where she ran a daycare. It's the first of the month, and with no kids coming in, she can't make the rent.
What are you going to do?
I don't know.
Do you have a place to go?
Nope. I am looking at a one-bedroom apartment, but still I have to have money to pay the rent.
More congressional meetings are expected tomorrow, but even if Congress comes to an agreement here sometime soon, it could still take several weeks for benefits to kick back in, benefits millions of Americans had already been relying on. Tom?
Andrew Dimbert with some painful realities for so many out there. All right, Andrew, thank you. Next, new evacuations in Southern California tonight as a wildfire burns across some 2,000 acres. The so-called Apple Fire breaking out yesterday afternoon, exploding overnight, and tonight hundreds of people have been forced from their homes. Here's ABC's Zareen Shah.
Tonight, hundreds of firefighters battling a massive inferno that exploded in size. In just hours, what started as multiple small brush fires is now out of control, covering nearly 2,000 acres and growing. Helicopters and ground crews futilely trying to put out the Apple Fire as it tears through Cherry Valley, east of Los Angeles. So far, 0% contained.
It is somewhat steep and rugged terrain. It is hard because it's all dirt roads back in there, and one way in, one way out, so it makes it very difficult to get a large amount of equipment in.
At least one home and several other structures destroyed. Tonight, a mandatory evacuation order in place. Hundreds of families scrambling to get out. Evacuees hoping their homes are still standing.
We just got alerted that we have to evacuate right now. It's crazy smoky. We're trying to find a hotel right now. Called several. They're all booked up.
Tom, embers have been coming dangerously close to homes. This one burned to the ground. 400 more homes threatened. Tom?
Zareen Shah for us tonight. That breaking news out of Southern California. Zareen, thank you. Next, to the ongoing search for missing service members after a deadly training disaster off San Diego. Seven Marines and a Navy sailor are missing after their amphibious vehicle sank during a training exercise on Thursday. The Navy, Marine Corps, and Coast Guard joining the search. At least one crew member was killed. The Marines have suspended operations of more than 800 amphibious vehicles. Now to the critical decisions for NASA and SpaceX as two astronauts prepare to leave the International Space Station and splash down off the coast of Florida. But once their capsule undocks from the space station, they have just 48 hours of oxygen to make it home. So is Isaias throwing those plans off course? Here's ABC's Gio Benitez with the latest.
Tonight, the countdown is on. Will the Dragon Endeavor undock from the International Space Station to begin its long journey home? With Tropical Storm Isaias off the coast of Florida, the astronauts are set to attempt a rare splashdown in the Gulf, something that hasn't been done in 45 years, putting their faith in the forecasters.
Are you at all concerned that this storm may be too close for comfort?
Every 6 hours, we'll get another forecast, sort of an update. So we're watching those closely.
Bob Behnken and Doug Hurley made history 2 months ago, launching from U.S. soil for the first time aboard a commercial spaceship. When they undock, they'll orbit the Earth at more than 17,000 miles per hour. They'll have just 48 hours worth of oxygen on board, so they must get to Earth. That splashdown expected Sunday afternoon if the weather behaves.
The teams are working really hard, especially with the dynamics of the weather over the next few days around Florida. And we appreciate those efforts because I know those decisions and that work isn't easy.
The two men finally bringing home that now famous glitter dinosaur chosen by their sons.
For Jack and Theo, Tremor the Apatosaurus is headed home soon, and he'll be with your dads. You'll have to pick which one of us is your favorite.
All right, Gio Benitez joins us now live from the Johnson Space Center in Houston. Gio, so much on the line right now. They're in the capsule waiting for the final go-ahead.
Yeah, that's right, Tom. And once they undock, there is no going back to the International Space Station. Remember, they have that limited air supply, so that's why this forecast is just so important. Tom.
We will be tracking it moment by moment. All right, Gio, thank you for that. And there is much more ahead on World News Tonight this Saturday. The deadly mid-air collision, the crash killing a state lawmaker and a group of tourists. The latest on this investigation. And the tuition fight, the parents and students now taking legal action as the coronavirus forces more colleges to go online.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.
Wednesday night on ABC, Brittany Griner, for the first time since being released from a Russian prison, shares her story.
You've been told to go through your bag, and you felt...
Felt cartridge.
What were you thinking that moment when you felt that?
My life is over right here.
Her sentence.
Just been told you're going to be 9 years in one of the worst prisons in Russia.
I was just so scared for everything, because there's just so much unknown.
Brittany Griner, Robin Roberts, Prisoner in Russia. Wednesday night at 10, 9 central on ABC.
Back now with the battle over tuition as more universities move online over coronavirus concerns. Here's ABC's Deidre Bolton.
Tonight, the move to online college study made necessary by COVID-19 sparking a backlash over the tuition bill. More than 1,000 petitions demand discounts for the coming school year, while families are suing for refunds on fees charged this spring.
We started filing these lawsuits in April. We filed additional lawsuits within the past week, and we will file more as, you know, they merit being filed.
Some schools are discounting. Princeton University and Georgetown, both normally charging more than $50,000, are giving 10% off. But others are proceeding with planned increases, including University of Michigan, Syracuse, and NYU. These schools also plan to offer more financial aid.
I'm pretty upset by everything that's happened.
Henry DeCesar decided to defer his start at the University of Colorado, which did not discount its out-of-state tuition of $36,000 a year, though reductions were given on residential and other fees.
Taking classes through a screen is not my idea of college.
For most colleges, addressing COVID continues to be a moving and costly target, and some can afford discounts more easily than others.
Now they face the possibility of even more students deferring. One estimate suggesting up to 15% of incoming students this fall may change their plans, in part because the bill is too high.
To the index now, the deadly mid-air plane collision over Alaska. The two planes crashing about 150 miles south of Anchorage, killing seven people. Officials saying one plane was piloted by State Representative Gary Knopp, who was flying alone. The other carrying four tourists from South Carolina, their guide and a pilot. And an arrest has been made in the death of a professional poker player. Authorities in Michigan say a 60-year-old man from Pontiac was taken into custody in connection to the death of Susie Zhao, known as Susie Q. The 33-year-old burned body was found in a parking lot outside of Detroit last month. The suspect's name has not been released. Finally, the emotional reunion, more than 50 years in the making, the coronavirus, a broken arm, and a stint in rehab, bringing two sisters back together. Nebraska residents Doris Crippen, there on the left, and Bev Burrow on the right are long-lost sisters who just experienced the reunion of a lifetime. Believe it or not, because of COVID-19.
I was pretty sick gal, and I almost experienced death.
Doris spent 30 days in Methodist Hospital in Omaha battling COVID. When she returned home, still weak from the virus, she fell and broke her arm. She ended up in the same Nebraska rehab center where Bev has worked as an aide for 22 years.
I've seen her name on the board here, and I just couldn't believe it. I was just like, oh my God, I think this is my sister.
Bev had been searching for her older sister for years, but she only had her last name to go on. As soon as Bev saw that last name, Crippen, it rang a bell. Could this be her?
She said, I am your sister, Bev. And I nearly fell out of the chair and I just bursted into tears. It was just a happy feeling to find my sister. It's been 53 years since I seen her when she was a baby.
That's right. These sisters last saw each other more than 50 years ago.
Click, click, right? Okay.
Today, the two are inseparable, helping each other, making up for lost time.
It's wonderful in the end. We don't have to search anymore. The journey's over.
During these dark days of the pandemic, two sisters finding a light in each other. Doris and Bev back together. Thanks so much for watching. I'm Tom Yamas. Stay safe. Good night.
Wednesday night on ABC, Brittany Griner, for the first time since being released from a Russian prison, shares her story.
You've been told to go through your bag, and you felt...
Felt the cartridge.
What were you thinking at that moment when you felt that?
My life is over right here.
Her sentence.
Just been told you're going to be 9 years in one of the worst prisons in Russia.
I was just so scared for everything, because there's just so much unknown.
Brittany Griner, Robin Roberts, Prisoner in Russia, Wednesday night at 10, 9 central on ABC.